Struggles.
Innovation.
Going all in.
Not holding back.
Mindset.
Being a leader.
Paving their own way.
Putting the real in real estate.
Listing legacies. Selling luxury. You have The Vault.
Unlocking conversations in real estate today.
We're live with The Vault. I'm your host, Jessica Hastings Lesperance, and let me introduce my wonderful co-host, Alexa Miller. Alexa, who do we have on the show today?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are welcoming our team member, Austin Kaczmarski. So welcome, Austin. Thank you for joining us. We're going to start by you just telling us a bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me to join you this morning. A little bit about myself. Well, I am 32 years old. I had just completed the Humber Real Estate Salesperson Program. I'm a born and raised Calgary, Albertan. I actually finished high school in Oramucto, New Brunswick. And then I kind of had my first taste of entrepreneurship when I turned 18 and moved back to Calgary and began working with my brother in a business that he had recently acquired. And we kind of took it from there. You know, in my free time, I really enjoy being outdoors. I like dirt biking. I like snowboarding. I really like being indoors as well. So that includes watching horror movies and cooking, actually.
I love how detailed you are. More movies than cooking. So we need to have a movie night while you cook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fun.
Cool. Okay, so let's talk about a bit about what you did before you got your real estate license and tell us why you decided to get into real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of my career history was kind of focused on business management and marketing. So like I lightly mentioned earlier is that I started entrepreneurship when I was 18. That was kind of motivated by what I took in high school. So in grade 13, if you will, I was taking a lot of marketing, economics, business management, entrepreneurship courses. And oddly enough, I actually went into sociology a little bit there. And so that really gave me, it was an invaluable course that I took that allowed me to really envelop everything that I do in my day-to-day life when it comes to interactions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So my experience started when I was 18. And then for a number of years, I managed different businesses from sales. There was a lot of food service and businesses like that. And then what kind of drove me into real estate was ultimately moving to Ontario in 2020 was a very detrimental point in my life during the lockdowns and the pandemic. And so I kind of wanted something more for myself, a bit more security. Because having to leave my job and where I lived in Alberta in the same conversation was a scary time. So I found myself watching a lot of content online from buying Beverly Hills, shows like that, and then feeling that excitement when somebody would invite me over to their house and I've never been there before. And going in there and, you know, oh, I see you got a new vanity in your bathroom. And so the passion really kind of started there. And then it was just in the fall of last year where it felt like the time was now. And so I enrolled in the Humber Real Estate course and I decided this was the next organic progression for me because it really rounds out all of my training and natural talents. And so I can put it all in one big package and just provide that service to the community.
Yeah, I love it. Your background is so intriguing. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of marketing did you do in your past jobs? I remember kind of chatting with you quickly, and I was always just so inspired and excited to learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's pretty intricate. So I initially got introduced to the field in the food service industry. So I was selling products. And that was, it's an interesting concept about marketing is because when you really think of what marketing is everything that we buy, the things we think about and the places we go is almost like that idea was given to you by somebody else. And so understanding that concept and trying to apply it into content was very difficult. So then I progressed out of selling products into selling services. And that was in the tourism and hospitality industry. So now I was selling the idea of a lifestyle, if you will. So, you know, I mentioned, I really like being outdoors and dirt biking and snowboarding. It was really, you know, putting that idea and passion into the minds of other people.
Well, that fits really well.
Yeah, absolutely. So so the invaluable skill I learned way back in the day was the sociology. So while other people look at economics, I look at the actual people and how people interact in society. And that's what gives me a lot of power in marketing.
Wow. I love it. That's so cool when you think about it like that.
It does, because it's like NLP, right?
Yeah.
You're understanding the patterns of people and how it relates to selling and purchasing. And
absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cool. I'm always intrigued with anyone I meet when they get into that. It's very cool. Could you also touch a little bit on your brother's business? I know that you're a big part of that.
Yeah. So he acquired the business. It was founded in Calgary, Alberta. This was back in 2007, I want to say. Basically, he had acquired a retail business selling frozen desserts. And he was trying to, he did all the original branding for it. And then he was given an opportunity to purchase the business. I got brought in as soon as I finished high school in 2009. And the business changed. So what had happened in 2008, 2009, is there was a fire in the retail business location. So we had to pivot. We had to pivot real hard. And so what that looked like is I was straight up making ice cream in a double car garage and loading it in the back of a Mazda 3 and running it all over the city trying to sell it to people.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm gonna write a book on this.
So it was literally a fake it until you make it. I remember a story where we first were finally starting to gain traction and we got a good contract. And I pulled up in the Mazda 3 to Cisco, the loading docks. There's about 95 tractor trailers. And there I am throwing boxes of frozen ice cream out of the Mazda 3 onto a pallet so it can be put into a truck.
I love it. Can you imagine like the security guy watching that feed? He's like,
oh yeah. Like this loading door is taller than I am. Like it's gotta be 6.5 feet off the ground. So that's kind of how the business started. And the story is pretty insane. And
it is.
So my brother gained a lot of his knowledge actually working for some pretty cool businesses. And the one that really sticks out in my mind is he actually managed Starbucks before taking on this endeavor. Mm-hmm. And their management training is very intricate and it is a consistent standardized product. And that's something that's been ingrained in my brain at an early age. So then we took it from that level, moving in and out of different commissary kitchens until we eventually got our own space. In my final years there, we finally launched it as a Canada-wide product. And then from there, it's just exploded. So he's done extremely well with it. And I'm very happy to have been a part of it.
That is so cool. That reminds me of what's his name that started Microsoft out of his garage. Microsoft? Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Facebook?
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I think.
One of them.
Yeah.
Well, somebody started something out of a garage and it's
Well, tell amazing. All the brilliant minds do it. What I love is you have tenacity, authenticity, and you're just power. Like you said, you're going for it. Like you fake it till you make it, figure out how bad you want it.
Yeah, like most people would have just shut that business down after the fire. Like that, that is so cool.
So what would your biggest, you know, key takeaway be from that whole story? Like it's so inspirational. Like what did you learn from that you're using now?
So being at such a young age when all of this was happening, the biggest learning thing for me was learning determination, learning that work ethic that, you know, as Steve Jobs said, the job isn't done until it ships. So while you can start something, it's worth nothing until you take it to market. And so we did absolutely everything we could to get to that point. And I use that in my day-to-day life. If I start something, I'm going to make sure I see it through and get it finished.
I love it. My favorite part, and maybe you'll know this answer or not, how many times were you told you can't do this or you shouldn't?
All how long is a piece of string?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's happened a few times. Did I listen? Not every time. Did it work? Also not everything, not every time. There's something perfect about being imperfect. That
my favorite quote.
That is, that you know, it's exciting to me.
It is. I love it because it shows, like, if we're connecting that to real estate, how many times have we have ideas or, you know, new systems that, you know, I'm seeing other places use this, and then a lot of people just don't see it yet, right? And then all of a sudden, it just starts blowing up in your business. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what's happening with you, is you're taking those key takeaways and you're taking them in now.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I love it.
Tell us a bit about your goals. Like, what does your future look like in your mind?
So being very analytical, I have set myself a 1 year, a 2 year, and a 5 year goal thus far. Oh, and it's starting out, it's really going to be the framework of how I conduct my business, especially on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month. Mm-hmm. So just starting out, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm totally okay to admit that, but you know what?
I
will figure it out with the support of everybody around me.
Mm-hmm.
So year one really looks like learning as much as possible. I'm going to trip. I'm going to fall. I'm probably going to make no money, but it's the experience that is invaluable to me. Year two, I hope to make a little bit of money. And, you know, I really want to be a recognizable name in our community. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of opportunity, and being one of those people to spearhead and be a face to the industry is really important to me. And then going into year five, I hope to expand and begin my own team. I would like to share the knowledge and encouragement and mentorship that I can provide to other people and get them to where they want to go as well.
Yeah, I love that. I see you totally doing that. Like, your personality and your power. I love how you use that word. Like, that's my favorite. 100%. That's such a nice laid out idea and goal.
Thank you.
And I love how so detailed you are. And I love how you're like, it's probably going to fail. It's probably going to mess up. I'm probably going to screw it up. But who cares? Because we have to fail before we go forward.
Absolutely. And that's life. That's really a fundamental of life. Yeah. And you know, as a lot of greats have said, is you don't learn from the things you do well. You learn from the things you could improve on.
Yeah, 100%. Because then you get so efficient at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. So what would you say is the biggest success in your career, you know, of everything, kind of your life?
So there is two directions I want to go with this. There is the tangible. So with tangible success, I would say, relating to that story of, you know, stacking pallets of ice cream out of the back of a Mazda 3 in a Cisco loading dock, to helping drive it to be a national brand to where it is today. It was massive. And I couldn't have imagined it without the mentorship, leadership, guidance, skill set that was provided to me from, you know, the people I surrounded myself with. And then on the other side of that, a big thing for me is self-awareness. So what I mean by that is that I'm 32 years old. Still have no idea what I'm doing, but every day I inch closer to understanding myself better. And that's what's gotten me here to have this conversation with you today. And so honing in on the skills that I'm aware of is a massive success. And I think it's a huge, huge miss for a lot of people, is because they don't take the time to have those conversations with themselves.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. You're so good at speaking.
Yeah.
Like, I just could listen to you all day. Like, we should do like a vault TED talk.
Yes. Right? Like, I was just reading a quote that you said.
Yeah. It's so good. And it's so intriguing. And you're so right. Like, self-awareness is leadership. It's who we are to grow as people. And if you want to lead a team, like you were saying in your 5-year goal, we need to know our pros and cons too in our areas that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, nobody's perfect. And it's just, I'm a true believer in, you know, playing by your strengths.
Yeah.
Like, we can't fake it all the time, but what we can do is do the things that we're good at.
Yeah.
It's with understanding the fundamentals of who you are as a person and applying it in your day-to-day life, applying it into your five-year goal, applying it into your career.
Yeah. You have to apply it. If we're not applying it, then I don't really know what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's now talk about what do you think your biggest struggle has been?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's procrastination.
I hear you.
So again, going back to that Steve Jobs quote, it ain't nothing until it ships. Yeah. I have a lot of ideas that I just don't know how to get them out there. What I've decided is baby steps. Take it slow, one step at a time. And that's, again, what led me here today is I've been talking about it for a number of years. It's really just finding that fire and making sure you drive it forward.
Yeah, I love that. I'm the same, Austin. I have so many ideas, and some of them I'm like, I don't know how they execute this one. Mm-hmm. And it's, I sometimes have to wait until I meet the right person who's already done it.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's just putting that energy out there. And like you said, take it slow.
I procrastinate. And then when I finally go to do something, I have so much self-doubt, and then I just procrastinate it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bad for that.
It's finding that fire, like Austin said.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That leads us in so many places. I love it.
Let's talk about getting your license. What would you recommend to somebody who is just starting to, that's just starting to think about maybe getting their license and taking that?
Yeah, lead? Absolutely. So first and foremost, I am noticing a bit of a pattern with our generation, with younger adults. I feel like the pressure to jump into something is really high, and I'm seeing a lot of fallout from that. People are in mountains of debt, but they haven't really gone anywhere. They've changed their mind. They haven't done this. So first and foremost, I just turned 32 and I'm still figuring that out. So ultimately it's a matter of taking your time and understanding what you really truly want, and then going for it. Once you have that idea, time doesn't stop. It's going to keep going. So what I said to myself when I finally took that dive and applied for the Humber program was that, you know, after speaking to people in the industry and hearing their stories, I said, you know what, in 6 months, my life can be completely different. But if I do nothing right now, in 6 months, my life is going to be completely the same.
That's so powerful. Because it's so true, right? But most people pass that by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then second to that is we have a lot of, Humber gives their students a lot of flexibility within this program with their own schedule, with their own timelines, with this and that. And I'm a part of a few Facebook social media groups that are specifically geared towards these real estate students. And I'm seeing patterns within that where the question's always the same. How quickly can I get this done? And I don't think that's the right question to be asking. Mm-hmm. I think the answer should always be, do it as fast as you can. There is a reason you made this decision to go into this, and you're doing yourself an injustice by making that investment and taking your time. Like, get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's sometimes people are too outside of themselves and they're not really focusing internally, right?
100%. I agree. So it's really just finding the confidence in yourself. If you don't feel that confidence, thankfully the program is sort of block payments that you can back out at any time without making that complete investment. But if you're finding that this is what you want to do, you know, don't don't do that to yourself. Get it done. Get into the industry. Start doing what you want, because that's what brought you there in the first place.
Yeah.
So many people too do, or sorry, get their license for the wrong reasons. And I say that because I see it all the time. Like during COVID, I had so many people message me because I was out working and they could see that, because real estate didn't stop during the pandemic because people still need to live in a home. Mm-hmm. So people were like, okay, I'm going to do real estate, because like they're still working, they're making money. I'm not, you know, I'm now working from home for my other job, so I'm going to get my license. But it's not for the right reason. Like, you have to get into real estate because you want to be a realtor and you want to help people. And it's not about the money and this and that. Like, you have to get into it for the right reason. If you don't, you're going to quit within a year. And a lot of people do. And we saw that. We had like the COVID graduates, we'll call them. And a lot of them, you know, they're not here anymore.
Yeah. So. And some of them, I feel like, misunderstand lead generating.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A lot of them either don't understand what it is, or they don't do it, or they don't think they need to. Mm-hmm. And then they sit there expecting something to be handed to them. And then they're like, this isn't working.
They're like, at their desk, business. Like, oh, what do we do?
Like, you're a business owner.
Yeah. And you truly don't understand. Like, I only knew what it was because I was working for a real estate agent. Otherwise, I truly wouldn't know probably what realtors even do behind the scenes, like, other than showing houses.
Yeah.
So definitely. Yeah. Okay. Next question.
What would you recommend to someone studying in your industry? Any tips?
What I would recommend? That's an interesting question. I think ultimately, again, it kind of goes back to self-awareness. It's a lot of information. It's finding ways for you to absorb that information. So for example, for me, it's a lot of information in the Humber program, and anybody can attest to that. And it's not written for us. It's standardized writing.
Yeah.
So what I was doing is I was finding the information that I found to be useful, or thought might be useful or cool or interesting, whatever it be, and sat there and wrote it down, you know, pen to paper, in my own words, to really absorb it. I do see a pattern of a lot of people kind of going with, I don't want to say a mainstream solution, but there are study guides out there, but these come at an additional cost. Personally, I don't see the value in that. All the content is there for you. This is not going to be your get rich quick. You have to work for it. So giving yourself the time, understanding how you're going to absorb the information and doing it is going to be the most valuable thing while you're working through the program.
Yeah. I love how the honesty of you have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of us had to earn and work and grind. And, you know, like, I know we all ask for work-life balance, but to me it's work-life integration. It's never going to be a balance. It's just figuring out how you can have that self-awareness and feel happy at the end of the day when you are still on the phone at 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. It's hard too, because you have to teach yourself essentially. Yeah. Like, the content's there, but you don't have a teacher to go to ask questions. Right. So if you've, you know, it's hard. I struggled when I was doing my license.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a ton of work. And I have a funny story actually with one of the students that was in one of my simulation courses. Everybody knows that course too is a monster. It's huge. There's so much content. I didn't know exactly how much it was. So as I was speaking with this other student in my class, she had accidentally printed it. And
oh my.
It was over 4,000 pages. Let's put it that way. And honestly, I was floored. My jaw hit the ground, because I couldn't tell you that I've ever read 4,000 pages of something ever.
I love it, honestly.
And then I gave myself a pat on the back, because holy, that's a lot of information.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's crazy. Wow.
For any realtors out there, you know, I love your background. You have marketing background at a very young age. You have some business background there. You know, for anyone who's connecting with you, and what made you choose a team over individual? Because we know there's no right or wrong. It's just always interesting when new realtors come out. Like, what was that one tip or reason, or what could you share?
Yeah, so it was understanding my situation and my goals. I was aware that I'm still fairly new to the community. I've been here 4 years, but arriving during COVID time, I was unable to really create a network. So it started with finding the resources that I needed for myself to get to where I needed to go. And by in doing so with the team is I've already met some fantastic people that I have more friends now than I did, 6 weeks ago. So the resources that I personally need is that mentorship, which is provided through a team. I need that guidance, which again is presented by way of team. My learning style is not sitting there and reading 4,000 pages on my computer screen. My learning style is by having those conversations. And after completing the Humber course, being able to speak to a human being about the knowledge I've just had and applying that knowledge and finding the consistencies and the correct way that my mind is thinking and the incorrect way that my mind is thinking is huge. And by not going with the team, those conversations would be few and far between, I imagine.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
because you have to go find them and go meet the realtors. And then it's a little bit more competitive sometimes too in certain perspectives, individual to individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's a great example and explanation.
Great.
Yeah, is there anywhere the listeners can find you?
Absolutely. So I am on Facebook. I'm also, you'll be able to find me on the Terry Hastings website and all local boards. And then I'm also on Instagram at The Realtor Aussie. And if you feel like tagging me in a picture of your dog, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, I love that. Cool.
Tell us what
is it called?
Yeah.
So my Instagram is The Realtor Aussie.
I'm writing this down. Hold on. The Realtor Aussie.
That's good to know. I was trying to find you. I'm like, oh, I just can't find Austin.
And okay, cool. I'm gonna tag you in a photo with my dog of my dogs.
Perfect. I look forward to it.
That's awesome.
I love that. Very cool.
It's really good marketing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We loved hearing your story, and we wish you all the best in your new career.
Yes, thanks for
coming. Thank you so much. It's my absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Vault. You can find us on Instagram at The Vault Podcast and on all podcast platforms.
See you next episode.